Is the emotion of worry a learned emotion?
Well, it is, only in the sense that all emotions are learned. They're not innate. They're learned in the sense that you have to acquire the knowledge of what you are observing and the value judgments to evaluate. That's a standard objectivist view. You can look up that in OPAR. But given the premises, the knowledge and the value judgments, the emotion in a given situation follows necessarily. It's a cause and effect. There's no special learning about worry any more than there's learning about fear. It's not as though you have to go to class and say, oh, this is another emotion I have to be, that is being taught to me. Now, worry, judging from my dictionary and condensing a long definition, is feeling uneasiness or anxiety in the face of disturbing thoughts which are uncertain. In other words, disturbing possibilities which are uncertain. So, for instance, if a man holds a gun on you, you feel fear, not worry. If he shoots you or your child, and you feel grief, not worry. But if he kidnaps your child, you have no closure. You don't know what might happen. It's an uncertain, unknown, and negative. And that's really what worry is about. Response to an uncertain, unknown, negative. So you ask, well, is this rational? Well, it obviously depends completely on what you're worrying about. If you're worrying about the kidnapping, obviously it is exactly that. And it's rational for you to regard that as a negative. But if you let your child have a transfusion in the hospital, and then you're worried because of what will God think of it, and that is not a rational worry. So the question is, in part, what do you worry about and why? And another important aspect of this is your worry delimited or metaphysical? Is it about specific, concrete situations? Or are you a worrywart? Is it a character trait? Are you worrying about everything with or without reason? Does your worry correspond to your own avowed scale of value? So that if something is really important to you, that warrants worry. But if your toothpaste is out of stock, you don't worry in advance that that's going to happen. Does your worry reflect your lack of self-esteem, your uncertainty in life, so everything seems a potential disaster? Then that is a problem. But the problem there is not so much the worry, that's just a result. That is a result of the fact that you feel inadequate to cope with the world. Now, you might say to me, well, given today's world with everything collapsing, wouldn't worry have to be a continual element? Because we don't know what's going to happen, or at least we don't know when. It's certainly going to be negative, and it's certainly rational to fear a totalitarian dictatorship. And my answer to that would be an answer that Ayn Rand gave in Atlas Shrugged, which she basically gave in order to answer this question. When Galt, near the end, when they were out to capture him, and he came to Dagny's, and, it was a really fraught, tense period, and he told her how beautiful she looked in her sweater, and that's how he wanted to see her in the future. That was her way of saying, in fact, he even said it in that scene, that no matter what is going on in the world, no matter how disastrous, if there's no action that you can take at a given time, there's nothing you can do, then it's out of your mind. You concentrate on what is your values, your potential achievement, your pleasures, your happiness. That's not evasion, because you know you're doing it under specific circumstances. You know the evil is there, and you know there will be time when you will act. But now you're not, and so the positive benevolent should be the thing that you focus on. And I've many times thought of Dagny's sweater, as we even used to call it, as the answer to how can you be happy in such a miserable world. So I heard Ayn Rand explain this one in person. She was much more eloquent, but this was the idea.